Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, near to Branson, Missouri. And I have with me today, helping me, my daughter, Shelley Brim Oaks, whom you hear at the beginning and the ending of the program singing Bloodbought.
Yes.
Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you.
And what are the lines of that song?
There is a book of life.
No, yeah, the first I am Bloodbought.
Yes,
I am.
I'm Holy Ghost taught.
Holy Ghost taught.
Yes.
And that's what we want to talk about today is the Holy Ghost. We want to talk about the supernatural in prayer. And I've been talking on the radio broadcast for some weeks now about that dream. You remember mm-hmm. I told you, Shelley, the dream. Mm-hmm. And how God showed me. And if you haven't seen the dream or read the dream, we do have that printed up, and you can just call our office. We'll give you the number at the end and get a copy of it. But in the dream, God showed me about the value and the scope of praying in tongues. I've only had three dreams that I could really say that the Lord gave me. But the value and the scope of praying in tongues. And today, as we bring you this broadcast, we're thinking about a lady mm-hmm. who knew the value and the scope of praying in tongues. You've known her, Shelley, since you were how old?
15.
Since you were about 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And Rachel Tiefenthaler. She's gone home to be with the Lord. I'd say she was close to 90 years old. And she's one of those kinds of prayers that Brother Hagin said, if we don't pick up what they have in a later generation, a younger generation, mm-hmm. then we're going to lose it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about praying in other tongues this week in a special way. There are different kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of faith that you can make to the Father based on the word for your need. You know if your rent is due. You know if you need clothes on your back, if you need to be healed, and the word promises it. But there's a kind of prayer that especially has to do with intercession, where you don't know how to pray as you ought.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit helps you. Mm-hmm. Rachel was one of those who knew what it was to have a prayer burden, to pray that through. And it literally saved your father's life, Shelley. Mm-hmm. It saved him. Rachel, this was in 1982 in March. Kent came home. He'd been working. I lived in Collinsville, Oklahoma, where Rachel lived in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And Kent had been working at Ulaga on the big power plant there. And he came home in the middle of the day, and he just looked terrible. And I knew he was sick. He had actually had a heart attack, a terrible heart attack, on the job, 12 miles away from home. He'd gotten in his pickup truck to die, just to make his peace with God, prayed for you children, prayed for me to die. And but then the Lord said, put your key in that ignition and drive home. He gave him a vision of Jesus being raised from the dead. And the Lord said, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he shall quicken your mortal body. Kent drove home. I saw how sick he was. I took him to the hospital in Tulsa. They told me I was too late. They said that so many enzymes in his heart had, you know, showed how much he had mm-hmm. died, that his heart had died, so much of it. And there was nothing they could do. But that day, they called Rachel. Now, Rachel Tiefenthaler at this time had moved back to Tishomingo. She had lived in Collinsville for a while, but she moved back to Tishomingo. And in Tishomingo, we called her, and she said, no need to bother about it. Don't worry about it all. I got that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the day before, she had been praying in her garden. She'd been planting in her garden and working in her garden. And then she had this burden, this spirit of prayer come upon her. And she knew it was involving me. She saw my face. She saw each of you kids, your faces. She knew each one of you. But then she saw your daddy's face. And she said, it's Ken. It wouldn't go away. His face wouldn't go away. And she prayed, and she had the burden. She didn't really get through, but she knew she had to go get groceries. So she went to the grocery store, and at the grocery store, she was putting her food in the basket, and suddenly here comes this burden again, and she sees Kent's face, and she leaves that basket at the grocery store. She goes and gets in her car and goes home, and she prays until she prays it through. And the next day, when Pastor Lee Morgans called her, she said, "No need to bother about it. I got that yesterday." 15 days later, when they let him out of the hospital, and then a doctor, a believing doctor, told us, "You can say that your husband, with as many enzymes as died in his body, is Lazarus raised from the dead." Mm. And that's a kind of prayer we can't let go of. And that's a kind of prayer that I know God was talking to me about in that dream. Now, Shelley, would you read Romans 8? And would you start at verse 22?
"For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now."
And now, just a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back up and let you read verse 19.
"For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God."
What does it mean, creature? Creation.
Every person, animal, creation.
The creation. It's talking about the creation, mm-hmm. this world that God created. And it says that this creation, what is verse 22? Read it again.
"For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now."
All creation is groaning for what it says up in verse 19, things to be changed and for God's children and his people to be manifested as the true sons of God.
Right.
All of this, the weather system that we see so much of, the grass, the ground, the things that we see on this earth that are not right, they're under the curse, they're groaning.
Mm-hmm.
They're groaning. Notice that word, groaning, and travailing in pain together until now. And now read the next verse.
Okay, and verse 22. "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body."
So there's a groaning within us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then verse 26.
"And verse 26 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities."
Now just a minute here. That begins with likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, which means in the same manner. I learned this from John G. Lake's son-in-law, Brother Wilford Wright. He said, now that likewise goes with verse 22. We know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And verse 26, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. In the very same manner, with the groaning and the travail, the Holy Spirit helps us with our infirmities. Now, tell me what you were telling just before the broadcast that you learned.
Well, I have a companion Bible by Bollinger, and he has a little circle by the word infirmities. And so on the side, you can see where the Greek word, and he prints it out there. I won't make an attempt to pronounce it. But actually, the Greek word is singular. It's not infirmities. It's infirmity.
Infirmity.
The original would say, likewise, the Spirit helpeth with our singular infirmity.
Now, what is our infirmity? It tells you next.
Right.
It's not speaking of sickness and disease.
Mm-mm.
It's speaking of an infirmity that we have, a weakness. What is our weakness? What is our infirmity that it's talking about right here? We know not what we should pray for as we ought.
Uh-huh.
See, you don't always know what to pray for. And go on reading that verse.
Okay. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
According to the will of God. Now I'm going to be reading to you from Tongues, the book we've been offering on the radio by Kenneth E. Hagin. And this is a chapter 12 in that book, Praying in Line with God's Perfect Will. Now, the last line, read that last line after the because again, Shelley, please.
Okay, of what verse?
Verse 27.
Okay, verse 27. Because he maketh intercession for the saints.
According to
the will of God.
According to the will of God. So Brother Hagin entitles this chapter, Praying in Line with God's Perfect Will.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, praying in other tongues is praying in line with God's perfect will. The Holy Ghost not only knows what God's will is, but he will also never lead us away from the Word. As we yield to the Holy Spirit to pray, he will lead us in line with the Word. And noticing that phrase, which we said, notice, and Brother Hagin, I'm reading his writing now, notice that phrase, helpeth our infirmities, in verse 26. Often people misunderstand the meaning of this word, infirmities, and thinks it means physical sickness or disease. Brother Hagin says this word in this case is used in connection with our own shortcomings. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. One of those infirmities, or as you read, it's singular mm-hmm. in the Greek.
We don't know what the content.
We don't know what.
Right.
Exactly. And infirmity, as you said, is singular. So in this case, it's our weakness. The weakness, the infirmity is we don't know what to pray for as we ought. And so there's a supernatural way. And we need to move into that supernatural way in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the week. And we're going to be giving a story, Shelley, out of Rachel's life and out of Brother Halverson's life. And
good.
I want you to tell a couple of things.
That's exciting.
Now, Rachel Tiefenthaler, we're going to be talking about her, telling stories. We told you about today, my husband. We have a two CD series with Rachel teaching. And one of them is Tongues of Fire, and that is a 5 CD series. And we also have God's Watchman, which is a 2 CD series. Normally, these are $36 for the two of them, but we're going to make them available for $25. We want you to listen to Rachel. We want you to pick up somebody. I was talking to her son, Wayne. Somebody has to pick up this spirit of prayer from Rachel, from the others. We're going to be talking about supernatural prayers, and we will be glad to send you this for $25, two sets of CDs. You can call us at 1-417-336-4877 and order your CDs. That's 1-417-336-4877. And we'd be glad to have you come and see us in March. We're going to be up at Osage Beach, Missouri, in Pastor Larry Ollison's church, Walk on the Water Faith Church, March 16th for the Sunday service and 17th through 20th for our School of Eschatology on the Glorious Church and the Book of Ephesians. Also, current events in the light of Bible prophecy. We'll see you there. Shalom. This is Billy Brim and Shelley.